Good evening, First Baptist family, friends. Just thank you for being with me today. I'm your humble servant. Love to talk to the Lord. Want to know that it's because of Him I'm here today, and we all here today. Father, I don't come for no form, no fashion. I come to just tell you how much we love you and how much you have done so much. How this world has started to change, but we have you, Father, and we trust in you and love you and honor you, Father. I come for thanksgiving and praise, you know, to give you all the honor and praise, Lord Jesus. Everything is just so, I call, new. But we still have the same loving and caring Father. So I want to thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. I want to thank you for your love, your understanding. I want to thank you for the opportunity to just to be a servant of yours, a humble servant, just saying thank you for what you've already done that we don't even know about, but knowing that there's much to come. And I'm going to continue to praise you and honor you all the days of my life and continue to know that one day when you come back, Father, we all be able to go home with you. Father, we love you. We adore you so much. And I also always love praying for my pastor, the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker and his family. And saying thank you for all the years, the service he has rendered, and how he has always looked out for us through the prayer of Jesus Christ. And knowing for a fact that as long as we look to the hills where our help comes from, all will be well. Father, I just love you today, all day, every day. But today is just something special in my heart. You know, Father, I believe in and trust in faith and believe and trust in knowing that with you, all things are possible. Without you, we don't stand a chance. So I want to say thank you, dear Lord. Thank you for your grace, mercy, and love and understanding. And thank you for the loving, giving, and caring of these our trusted members and friends, and all you want to do for us continue in days and years to come. We love you, Father. And also, Father, I just want to say, anybody that's sick, shut in, that for one thing, let them touch the hem of your garment so all will be well. And also, Father, let them trust in you and know everything will be all right. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We will now have a scripture reading from Brother Llewellyn McIntyre.
Good evening, First Baptist. Our scripture today will be coming from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 1 through 8. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord of Israel concerning the shepherds who are tending my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not attended to them. Behold, I am about to attend to you for the evil of your deeds, declares the Lord. Then I myself shall gather the remnants of my flock out of all the country where I have driven them, and shall bring them back to their pasture, and they will be fruitful and multiply. I shall also rise up shepherds over them, and they will tend them, and they will not be afraid any longer, nor terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I shall raise up for David's righteousness branch, and he will reign as king and act wisely and do justice and righteousness in the land. His days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they will no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought us the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought us up and led back descendants of the household of Israel from the north land and from all the countries where I have driven them, then they will live on their own soil. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brother McIntyre. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Donald Clater. Deacon Clater? Deacon Clater, the mic is open. Okay. We'll see if Deacon Clater comes on. While we are waiting for him, we will...
Yeah, I am.
Praise
Can
the
you
Lord.
Hear me?
Yes, I left it open just in case you came on in. You may begin your prayer now. Thank you so much, Deacon Clater.
Bless your heart. Thank you very much. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, we draw nigh unto thee just now, conscious of thy greatness, goodness, and power, and glorify thee for all that thou hast done for us. We are ever mindful of thy love and thy care, and that thy mercy endureth unto all generations. In thee we behold the fullness of all that is finest and best, and in the beholding, O God, we desire to be like thee. We acknowledge that in many ways we have fallen short of thy expectations. We have been weak when we should have been strong. We have been fearful when we should have been courageous. We have been foolish when we ought to have been wise. Our sins and our mistakes have brought a burden of guilt to our souls, shame and sorrow unto thee. Yet thou hast not rewarded us according to our iniquities, nor punished us because of our unworthiness. But thou hast been kind and long-suffering, desiring that none of us should perish. And for these things, O God, together with the blessings of life, we give thanks just now. We are grateful to Jesus for the sacrifice he made on our behalf at Calvary's cross, and pray that we may never be forgetful of it, nor fail to bear witness of it to others. Help us to show our gratitude, not only by the words that we speak, but by the life that we live. We thank you for this day and for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon each one of us, from our early existence until this present moment. We pray not only for ourselves, but for people everywhere. Will thou bring a renewal of health to those that are sick? Will thou give strength to those whose hearts are heavy with discouragement or sorrow? May all of us serve thee faithfully until thy kingdom shall come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. These things we ask in the spirit of him who prayed, not my will, but thine be done, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for your prayer, Deacon Clater. We will now have 2 minutes for our own personal prayers. That'll be 2 minutes. Praise the Lord. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Orpheus Tucker.
Good evening. Let us pray. Father, forgive us when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all that you do for us, and for all that you have given. Help us to set our eyes, our hearts on you afresh. Renew our spirits. Fill us with your peace and joy. We love you. We need you this day and every day. We give you praise and thanks, for you are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for your prayer, Deacon Tucker. We will now have a musical selection, and followed by that, we will have the inspirational moment from Reverend Gwen Michelle Warren. She is of the Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Marbury, Maryland.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest, sweetest name I know. Yeah. I love.
Oh, I love the name Jesus.
Oh, I love the
name. Oh, I love the name Jesus.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest,
sweetest name.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, oh. Shut up in my bones.
Oh, oh.
Dang. The Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the
name. Oh, I realize
it is
a sweet
name.
Oh,
I know.
I gotta be honest with you. I love.
Good evening. How many of you know this evening is something about the name Jesus? Oh, I don't know about you, but I feel so happy down in my sanctified soul when I hear the name Jesus. Oh, I just want to give God some praise this evening. I just want to lift up the name of Jesus. This psalm just says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul will make a boast in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad. Oh, come on, somebody, wherever you are in your living room and your dining room, put those saved hands together and let's give God some praise this evening. For we know that he is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Our Lord Savior is worthy to be praised. I just can't help myself this evening. As the scripture said, it's like fire shot up in my bones, and I got to give him some praise. Because when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, when every time I think about one thing and I give him some praise, I think about something else. So I can praise the Lord all day long, for he is truly worthy to be praised. I just want to greet everyone this evening with the love and joy of Jesus. He is so worthy. I just love him. I get excited about him. And giving honor to God our Father, and Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit our Keeper, to Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, the pastor of the First Baptist Church, to the deacons and the deaconess, the trustees, and all of God's children who have gathered here tonight, I greet you this evening. I just want to especially thank Pastor Tucker, who allowed me to come to share the word on tonight, and to Trustee Anita Butler, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, led her to give my name to Deaconess Tolliver. And I thank her as well for inviting me to participate in this Wednesday prayer service this evening. I'm just so happy that God moved on the tablets of their heart to do that. And for all anyone who had anything involved with putting this program together, I thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to come with a familiar passage of scripture this evening, coming from Isaiah
chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Bear with me. I just come over really bad cold, but I'm still going to do what the Lord had me to do. So you can tolerate my voice this evening. I pray that God will bring clarity to all. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And it reads as following in the King James Version. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, we love you on this evening, and we praise and we magnify your name. Now, God, I just pray that you will move me out of the way. Holy Spirit, take me over. Bless someone, save someone, God. Give someone peace or going through right now, God. Somebody is having trouble in their mind. God, someone right now are grieving. So, God, I pray that you will comfort them. Somebody might not know you, Father God. I pray that you will remove the scale off their eyes that they may see you more clear, may hear you, Father God, when you speak to them in the midnight hour. Now, Father God, I pray all who have called in, bless each household. Father God, use me for your glory. God, I thank you, God. Oh, Lord, I thank you, God. Holy Spirit, take me over. Let everything I say be not of me, but of you, God. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, thy Lord, thy strength, and thy Redeemer. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. For a few preaching moments, I will be preaching for a subject, a grand introduction of Jesus. A grand introduction of Jesus. When you look at an introduction is a proposal or presentation of a person, place, thing, or concept. When you look at an introduction, what an introduction is, that it prepares the audience for what is to come. In other words, an introduction is somewhat of a preparation moment that the audience or whoever is listening will be able to have an opportunity to identify with what is getting ready to happen. When you go to a movie theater, you will notice that there is something called a preview. And what the preview does, it gives you a previewing of what to expect when you see the movie. There are some movies that will start from the end and move to the beginning, and some movies will start from the beginning and move to the end. Some movies will start in the middle and go from side to side. But at the end of the day, it prepares you for what is to come. Even as you hear a speaker get introduced, that in an introduction, the person who is doing the introducing will probably include some facts about the person that will prepare you for what to expect. They will tell you about their position. They will tell you about their pedigree. They will tell you about their degrees and accomplishments. An idea of an introduction, of a great introduction, is when you look at an old English time when the king would come in, he would have an herald that would announce that the king is coming. Well, as we look in Isaiah become a prophetic herald. Isaiah began to herald the fact that the king is coming. He's not just introducing the king, but my brothers and my sisters, he is introducing the King of Kings. Not only is he introducing the King of Kings, but he is introducing the Lord of Lords. Not only is he introducing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but he's introducing the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's introducing the first and the last, the one who is, who was, and who is to come. He's introducing the Ancients of Days, the Lily of the Valley, and the Bright Morning Sun. He's introducing my help, age past. He's introducing my hope for years to come. He's introducing Emmanuel, God with us. He's introducing the perfect Lamb of God. He's introducing the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's introducing the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise his name. Somebody, let's give God some praise this evening for the Lord Jesus Christ. When we look at Isaiah, for those of you who read your Bible a little bit, you will find that in Isaiah, we will find that he is considered to be the eagle-eyed prophet. The reason why he's called the eagle-eyed prophet is because he was able to see down the line of time. It's here in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. We find that he says, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. When you look at Isaiah, he is a prophetic herald, because in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, he shows us Christ before Christ even comes. When he said to us, a child is born, he's talking about that wonderful Savior. He's talking about the child that the shepherd was gazing at when they see him at Bethlehem of Judea. He's talking about the child that Gabriel had introduced when he comes and tell him his name should be called Emmanuel. He's talking about the child that a few years later that the wise men come from the east and comes in and they present to him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. He introduced Christ over 700 years before Christ comes. If you look at Isaiah, Isaiah written between 681 B.C. until 701 B.C. In other words, when you look here, we see here you're looking at a grand introduction of Jesus. Matter of fact, the book throughout Isaiah, we see a grand introduction of Jesus continues in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, where we see him introducing Jesus Christ as hope when he says, had thou not known, had thou not heard that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases your strength. Y'all know the rest. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But come on, somebody. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. He goes on introducing Jesus in Isaiah 53, 4, 5, when he said in verse 4, surely, he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God. But he was wounded for our transgression. I don't know about you, but that good news to me on tonight. And he was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah goes on introducing the greatest man in history. He introduced to us a child is born, and to us a son is given. That just shows that he's not just anybody's child, but a son of God. When you look at this idea the government should be on his shoulders. When Jesus was born, the government was on his shoulders. And I want to tell you something on tonight, that even today, 2,000 some odd years after the birth of Jesus, I want to let you know that the government is still on his shoulder. Am I right about it? You can call on every other name. The government don't have any problem with that. But when you call on the name of Jesus, somebody ought to say Jesus. When you call on that name of Jesus, then they say you become politically incorrect. Do I have any witness? You can call on the name of Muhammad. You can call on the name of Buddha. And you can talk about Confucius and still be confused. But when you call on the name of Jesus, they get upset about calling on that name, because that's the greatest name in history. You can talk about the name of any other God but the name of Jesus. You can talk about that in our schools. but you can't talk about Jesus. You can't talk about him on our job. You can't talk about him in our schools. You can't talk about him without somebody wanting to have something to say to cause a political problem, to kind of silence your mouth. But how many of you know there's power in that name? And do you want to know why people don't want to talk about Jesus in this postmodern circular humanistic society? It's because they realize that it's something about that name. Do anybody know that it's something about that name? I know some of us have gotten a little dignified, and some of us have moved from the country to the city and gotten a little sedity. Some of us are so blessed with that good government job or that good contractor job, and now we're too cool and too cute to respond to the name of Jesus. But do anybody remember when Jesus first touched you? Do anybody remember when you first got saved? Do anybody remember when you could hear that name of Jesus? That when you heard his name, the name of Jesus, something down on the inside will begin to quiver. Something down on the inside will call you to lift up your hand. When you heard the name of Jesus, your hand will start clapping and your feet will start tapping. When you heard the name of Jesus, it will call you to rock from side to side. Something will make your heart burn down deep in your side of your heart. So if anybody know anything this evening about the name of Jesus, your heavenly witness that can testify this evening that there's something about that name. Oh, somebody, oh, praise his name. Oh, lift up the name of Jesus and say amen. Hallelujah. That name, Jesus, will make you get up when you want to sit down. That name, Jesus, will make you shout when you want to be quiet. That name, Jesus, it's the sweetest name I know. I know about that name. I don't know about you, but when I call on the name of Jesus, I know his power in that name, because in his name is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I know that his power, I said his power in that name. Demons tremble in the name of Jesus. It's deliverance in the name of Jesus. It's healing in the name of Jesus. It's forgiveness in that name. It's salvation in that name. I'm talking about Jesus. Somebody call on the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I know him for myself. One day I was sick and I needed to be healed. One day I was a sinner and I needed a savior. I'm talking about Jesus. When I was in trouble, he was my lawyer in the courtroom. He healed me. He delivered me. He forgave me. He gave me joy down in my soul. I felt like David in Psalm 1:4 when he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined his ear to me, and he heard my cry. He brought me up out of the harbor pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my foot upon a rock, and he established my going, and he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Psalm 103 goes on to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. I don't know what he's done for you, but if he's done anything for you, put your hands together and call out the name of Jesus and give him some praise this evening. I say, give him some praise this evening, for he's worthy. I said he's worthy to be praised. Oh, somebody, let's give God some praise this evening. Hallelujah. 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 When you look at the power of his name, he said, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. See, we could have stopped at the idea of him being wonderful, because some of us begin to think about what God has done for us. And for a moment, as you begin to think about what he has done for you, you just pause and say, he is a wonderful God. I don't know about you, but you have heard about Wonder Bread. You've heard of Wonder Woman. And some of you have heard of Wonder Man. But I want to tell you about a wonderful Savior. He's a miracle. Jesus demonstrated his wonderfulness when he was here on the earth, beginning with his conception in the womb of a virgin. He demonstrated he was wonderful by his resurrection from the dead. Jesus, kind of wonderful, is awe-inspiring and superior to any other kind, for he is perfect in every way. Not only is he wonderful, but he's a wonderful counselor. I know some of you go to your friends to be counseled, but they are confused and they can't counsel themselves. But when you look at a wonderful counselor, he gives you better counsel than Steve Harvey. He gives you better counsel than Wendy Williams. He gives you better counsel than Dr. Seuss and Dr. Phil. I don't know about you, but Jesus, he is a wonderful counselor. John 14:26 says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to your remembrance all that I said to you. He's counseling you in the midnight hour with friends and nowhere around, and people turn their backs on you. He will always be there because he's a wonderful counselor. Oh, give him some praise this evening. He's a wonderful counselor. Do anybody know that he's a wonderful, and he's a wonderful counselor? So if you believe me this evening, say amen. Hallelujah. And the second name of Jesus, it says that he is the mighty God, which in Hebrew means El Gabor. He is a hero. The one who is strong and have all authority and strength. I've seen Mighty Mouse and Mighty Joe Young, and I've seen mighty men. But our God is almighty. He's invincible. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. And he has defeated all our enemies. He defeated death and sin. So we don't fight from victory. But we fight from victory because we don't have to fight for victory because we have victory in Jesus, who is our mighty God. I know somebody understands what I'm talking about tonight. Not only do we see him as being a mighty God, but the third thing we see, he is an everlasting Father. When you look at the ideal of everlasting, it deals with the ideal of time. Some recompose and say he is the Father of time. In other words, he was there before there was a wind or wave. Hallelujah. When God said in the beginning, let there be light, Jesus was with God and he turned the switch on and there was light. When God said, let us make man in our own image and likeness, that he was with man in the beginning. And so when you look at the idea of God not being controlled by time, because he created time. That's how God can go in your past. He can fix up your past, make it look good in your present, and push it into a better future because he's an everlasting Father. I don't know about you, but I'm glad today. Not only is he the wonderful counselor, not only is he the mighty God, not only is he the everlasting Father. Is anybody glad? But he is also the Prince of Peace. I don't know about you, but he'll give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. Is there anybody who can thank God today that you can go to sleep at night because you have the perfect peace? I don't know about you, but if I could introduce who Jesus is, I would tell you that he came down 40 and two generations. He was born of a virgin, born in Bethlehem of Judea. He lived a little over 33 years. He had the biggest fish fry since the beginning of time. He holds the record for the longest selling book from the bestseller list. He turned water into wine. He walked on water. He gave sight to the blind. He did wonderful things. He resurrected from the dead. He healed and he delivered and he set the captive free. I said Jesus was tested when he came down, 42 generations, wrapped up in human flesh. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cast out demons. Oh, praise his name. But that was not his ultimate purpose. He had Calvary on his mind. And when he took to the cross on his shoulders, he took the capital punishment on even for us, though he had done no wrong. He was nailed to an old rugged cross. And he died. I said, yes, he died. He locked his head in his shoulders. They buried him in a barred tomb. And he stayed there all night, Friday, all day Saturday, and all Saturday night, But early, I said early, early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Oh, yes, he did. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Oh, praise his name. I said praise his name this evening. Oh, holly on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Jesus, he is my joy when I'm joyless. He's my Lord and my Savior. Ain't he all right? I said, ain't he all right? He's the Lord of lords. He's the King of kings. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's always was and always will be. I'm talking about Jesus. His name is holy. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. He's a helper. He's a creator of creation. He's unchanging. He will never be undone. He will be your redeemer. He will be your Savior. He will be your God. He will be your everything that you need him to be. He will give you joy. He'll give you peace. He'll give you nothing but love. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, somebody know what I'm talking about? Do I have any witnesses in there? I'm talking about Jesus. When you fall, the Lord will pick you up. When you get weak, he will make you strengthen. When you fail, he will forgive you. When you're lost, he will guide you. When you're hurt, I know he'll heal you. Do anybody know him? Anybody know him? He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I'm his own. I'm talking about Jesus. And he all right. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. If you're happy about it, if you know he's wonderful, you ought to give him some praise. If you know he's mighty, you ought to give him some glory. If you know he's the everlasting Father, you say hallelujah. If you know he'll give you peace, you ought to step those hands and say thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. Hallelujah. A grand introduction of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we bless his name. A grand introduction of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that wonderful, wonderful introduction of Jesus. We will now give you 20 seconds to give your thanks to Reverend Warren. We ask that you background all back, quiet all background noise. Thank you so much. We have 20 seconds. Reverend Warren, I apologize for that noise. It is something that is has definitely been a nuisance in past prayer services, but I just want you to know I did hear a few voices thanking you, and I thank you profusely for your wonderful message, but we're not going to continue to be tortured with that noise. We will now hear from our pastor, Reverend Frank D. Tucker.
We thank God for that powerful word that has come our way today. We certainly want to thank Reverend Warren for that message challenging us with knowing Jesus, and so glad that we had this powerful introduction to him. And we thank God for all who have shared in the services tonight, every prayer, every scripture, and every heart that has been with us. We are certainly appreciative of all of the persons who have attended this service tonight, over 80 people sharing in the services tonight. And we exalt the name of God for what he has done and continually do as we enter in these experiences of prayer. God bless each and every one of you, and we thank God for your being a part of this fellowship and worship experience. We're going to encourage you, continue to be with us in our prayer and praise and worship experiences, inviting you to be with us on Sunday, June 19th, this coming Sunday at 10 a.m. You can come in person at the First Baptist Church, 712 Randolph Street, or you can meet us on the virtual platforms that's made available to you. Come either way. We certainly invite you and encourage you to be a part of us. This coming Sunday is our Father's Day celebration, and we're inviting all of the fathers to be a part of our experience and share with us. We encourage you to come and join us in the worship experience. The Reverend Donald Robinson will be our speaker for the morning, and we encourage you to come and be blessed of the Lord and hear the word of God. And then on Sunday, June 26th, we invite you to come for the annual day of the clubs, three clubs in our church, Tribe of Reuben, Altar Guild, and Happy Warriors. We encourage you to support these groups, older groups in our church. And we thank God for each one of them. Let me also encourage you to join a June 19th event. We have this year the opportunity to have a holiday on June 20th. And we have a special health activity that will be held at the 19th Street Baptist Church on Monday, June 20th at 2 p.m. We invite you to come out and get helpful information and various activities that you can participate and share in, and you can get support in knowing what to do to remain healthy, and we encourage you to be a part of that experience. And surely we want to also encourage you to join the Heritage Signature Chorale's 22nd anniversary concert that will be held on Saturday, June 18th. And I encourage you to support them, their concert, I Too Sing America, My Spirit Sings, is the theme of their of the concert, and we encourage you to be with them. It's June 18th at 4 p.m. at the National City Christian Church, 5 Thomas Circle, Northwest. Members of the First Baptist Church family are a part and participating in the singing, and so we encourage you to join them on that day. We also want you to be reminded to pray for our sick and shut-in members. They stand in the need of prayer. Let us keep them in your thoughts and in your prayer. We're going to now open up the lines for special prayer requests. Will be 20 seconds for special prayer requests. The lines will be open for 20 seconds. We're going to try. Well, the lines seem to be disturbed by Satan's way of robbing us of an opportunity to make those requests, but Satan is a liar. God knows all about you. He knows where you are and what you need, and he knows what you are, the spirit of your heart, and we know that he understands what you need. Shall we bow our heads now in prayer? God, we come right now knowing that you know all about us. We know that you are aware of the many persons that's on this line, and you know all about their cries unto you. And we ask, O God, that you would hear those cries, the cries of your people. We have gathered here seeking your blessing, seeking your presence, seeking your keeping power and grace. And so here we are. And we know, O God, that you are able. Here we are. Keep us, O God, and bless every soul that's under the sound of my voice. Be with them one by one. And, O God, tend to their needs and the needs of those individuals that they are praying for. We pray special blessings, O God, on First Baptist Church. We pray, O God, that you would be with us as we seek to carry out your work and your will. We ask, O God, that you would fortify us, keep us not in a place of weariness, but, O God, give us a sense of hope and a sense of peace. Let us not grow weary in well-doing or in trouble or in despondency. O God, be with these your people and enable us, O God, to continue to carry out the work and the mission that you have charged us to do. O God, keep us and guide us, inspire us. And O God, help us to do what you have blessed us with the strength and power to do. Some of us, O God, are sick. Some of us are weary in mind, in spirit. Some of us are in fear. Have mercy upon us, O God. Rip away the fear, if it be your holy and divine will. Help us to know of the power of your love, your caring grace. Abide as only you can do. And then, God, we pray for forgiveness of our sins, forgiveness of our shortfall. Help us, O God, that we might be overcome, that we might be able to overcome those circumstances, those times, those moments that we procrastinate, that we fail to move forward, to be obedient to your will and your way. We ask, O God, that you would bless us, that we may continue to be the evangelistic household that you have charged us to be. Sustain us is our prayer. And then, God, we pray for the world and the condition of the world. For sinner man all around the world, have mercy, O God, today. Send your delivering and healing grace, if it be your holy and divine will. We pray, O God, for the children in the world. Keep them, O God, and sustain them. Provide the resources for their parents, to take care of them and guide them and keep them. And then, O God, deliver us from our pits of distress, of sorrow, and grief. Enable us to be strong in your name. And now, God, we want to say thank you. We've got to say thank you. Because if it had not been you on our side, we would not even be here today. And so, God, we said thank you. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you, O God, for fixing the situation that we did not even know that it was even broken. O God, we thank you for your keeping grace as you have watched over us. Guide us. Make us powerful instruments in your care and in your keeping. These and other needful blessings we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. And our soul says, amen, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his holy and divine peace. Amen, amen, and amen.